We are with Mark McKelvey, Communications Manager at Woodbine Mohawk Park. Mark, you guys are returning to action next Friday. However, it's been a rough few months for everybody. How has business been since the outbreak began?
Well, this is the first time in a very long time, possibly ever, that our company has been forced to shut down, and all of our lines of revenue have stopped. We've had nothing coming in with being unable to conduct live racing, as well as not being able to run our food and beverage and hospitality offerings. So for the first time in anybody's memory, we've had to go completely dark for a little bit of a period, but in the last month, things have started to ramp up, and the first thing being us being able to get back to doing what we do best, and that is offering a live racing soon.
Mark, Woodbine Mohawk Park is in a unique situation because it is an athletic competition, so you have a lot of athletes around each other. What specific measures are you guys putting in place to make sure that everyone is safe?
We've had a COVID-19 task force put together since well before everything went down and we were forced to stop live racing. With that, our task force has been able to issue a list of protocols that our employees will follow, and so will our horse people. Unlike some companies where your first thought is, what can you do for your own employees? Our biggest is, what can we do as well for the horse people that come in and race? Because they need our facility in order to make their livelihood by racing horses. And at the same time, we want to be able to offer them the safest environment possible. So we've had to go through an entire review of the proper protocols to put in place. And we're very hopeful that everything we're going to put in place will work and be effective when we start live racing without spectators on June 5th.
From a Milton standpoint, Mark, Woodbine Mohawk Park will be the first athletic competition to be up and running. Do you have any advice to other athletic competitions that will eventually get to where you are?
I would say the biggest thing is to be patient. And I know that's hard to do in this current climate and in this pandemic, but you can't rush things. You have to make sure that you're following all the protocols, that you're following all the guidelines that have been set out by whether it's the government or any sort of governing body for what your athletic falls under. You just can't rush it right now, and you have to make sure that you're going to have everything in place. And there's a lot that you might realize you might not be thinking at that moment, and it might pop up the closer you get back to being able to offer your sport. But you just got to be patient, because the biggest thing is you want to make sure you do it properly so that when you come back, not only can you get back at 100%, but you can stay at 100%.
And Mark, Friday, June 5th, no spectators in the stands. Do you have a message for customers?
Yeah, our biggest message for our customers is that while right now we won't be able to host you at our racetrack, we're looking forward to creating a lot of great engaging content on our website, on our social media platforms to keep people connected and to keep the racing fans informed. To let them know that while they can't be here right now, there's still so much that they can enjoy from the comfort of their own home. You know, we're not forgetting about the fans because, we have such a great community in Milton, a great following in Milton, that it will be definitely awkward when we start racing on June 5th without spectators, because we've grown to receive great crowds and great support throughout the summer months specifically. And while it might be quiet this summer, we won't forget about them. And, of course, they can watch and wager on all the action at hpibet.com. And we look forward to putting a lot of resources and tools on our websites that will keep racing fans right up to date.
Thank you so much for doing this, Mark, just for taking some time out of your day to talk to us. And, as always, stay healthy.
Thank you.